and it's beginning to snow. Please, Betty, try. We've got to warn Santa. We can't stop now. They might catch us.
Where is Santa?
I don't know. His workshop must be somewhere around here. Betty, look!
Hey! It's Dr. Doc Brown!
He's the mean one. The one who doesn't like us.
Come on!
Loftus Radio!
Santa Claus, you're coming with us.
I'm finding it hard to concentrate tonight. How weird is this?
Well, as they say, hi li hi lo, by unsku seno nuxo, di hey my meaty all the gal, ace the grunts and shittle the swats.
Oh, that's right.
Never known a night like tonight. What's gonna go down on the Lost Discs radio show? But apparently, it's a Christmas spectacular of some degree. And Dr. Doc Brown is in the studio.
Yeah, I am. I really am.
Yeah, well.
Is this a Grinch song?
It's a rip. It's like that Goldfinger song. What's that? Heat, no, it's like the Heat Miser song. Remember that?
That had more of a ragtime beat to it.
Give us a couple of things of the Heat Miser tune, ladies and gentlemen. It's gonna be a thing. And if you hear a noise in the background, it sounds kind of like sleigh bells, but like plastic sleigh bells. That's because Chesty, our college intern, has been given the task of untwisting the Christmas lights for trimming the tree. And it's not pretty. She's completely obsessed with it. To the exclusion of all else. She's sitting on the couch, and that's all she's doing. So there will be no Chesty's Chick Pick tonight in lieu of, you know, getting the trimmings untrimmed.
I would just cut them and then start tying them back together.
See, that shows what kind of a divergent thinker you are, Doc. And speaking of divergence, Joe Stax is on the line.
Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum.
You know,
wait, that's
pirates.
Not Joe. Well, that's okay, you know. How do you think BCQ got its start? Pirate radio? Yeah. We like
or should I say, ho, 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 ho.
Oh, Joe, you should say something into that microphone, Doc. That's true. And we were going to have a bottle of rum up here with a big bowl of smart eggnogs like we did last year. And then here's the thing. Then we went to the liquor closet over there, and there was a bottle of rum, but it was empty. The bottle of rum was empty. So that'll tell you how things are going around the studio these days. Well, yeah, all right, so we're doing it. Maybe it's too early. Maybe it's a week early. I don't know, but, you know. This will be our Christmas spectacular for 06, and I'm glad that we can count on some people to be on board for it tonight. Joe, you're excited, I assume?
Oh, heck yeah. My stockings are hung by the, near the chimney with care.
What? You're hung what now?
I've been hung out to dry, apparently.
Apparently. Well, all right. Now, folks, once again, we don't want to cramp your style too much, but if you want to shout to us, unfortunately, we did not get a chance to shout back to any of the emails that we got last week on the program because time was tight and we had to do Chris Augustus's thing there. Chris in East Tennessee's special thing, his 15 minutes of fame thing that kicked off our holiday season. So we were tight for time, but tonight we will surely try to shout back at you for the Yuletide holiday ho-hos and all that stuff. And, you know, we'll shout at you. And so here we go. We'll kick it off, and we'll look for your emails. Go ahead. Give it to him, Doc.
Yeah, lost@wbcq.us.
No, say that again. We'll turn up your
lost,
mic.
Lost, like L-O-S-T.
Yeah.
At wbcq.us.
Okay, it's .us.
Right.
Matter of fact, a guy emailed in during the pre-show, a guy named Wayne. That guy Wayne, again, is listening again, and he's looking forward to the show. And Chris Augustus, like I say, Chris, he's digging it tonight. And probably most people are digging it over the internet stream live tonight, folks. And you can get it at our website. Go to lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com and look for the link that says Listen to Shows. And you'll be able to listen to live tonight, or any night that we're live. But let's kick it off for the Xmas season tonight, man. Oh yeah, the Hepsters, exclusively for Christmas 06 on Lost Discs Radio.
Having a party on Christmas Eve when it drops Santa through the chimney. He said, "Come on, cats, don't you be so slow. You gotta keep things hot, so you can melt the snow." Was a rockin' and a rollin' in his red flannel suit with something to see with the deep black boots. He said, "Now, wait a minute, kid, don't you laugh at me, 'cause I've been rockin' and a rollin' since I was 103 As the party rolled on and the music got slow, he said, "You better keep it fast or sad. Way behind." He said, "Rudolph's waiting and the others too got to go give gifts to a kid like you, yeah. There goes a great old man, but just a confidential lady, I think he needs a rock and roll band. We'll never forget that Christmas Eve and the little old man. And rolling by the half I stand. Oh, come on, Santa.
I've always felt that if one stripped away all the tinsel of Christmas, underneath you'd find nothing but more tinsel.
Right!
Yeah, Santa Claus. Here
don't want to hurt you, Santa Claus, so come along quietly.
Lost Discs Radio.
Merry Christmas to you.
Christ was born on April the 6th.
I'm hanging up a Christmas stocking.
Fake out, man. Yeah, the incredible sounds of the Velvet Sounds. Yeah, not to be confused with the Velvet Santas from back in the they were the Andy Warhol's group, weren't they? That was Andy Warhol's Christmas group, wasn't it? The Velvet Santas, Joe. You know, do you know about them, Joe? I don't know. Anyway, that's yes, the Velvet Sounds. Out of 1956, man, if you can dig that action. Before that, was a 60s thing by the Sonics, you know, with their...
Oh, that was the Sonics?
We had the Sonics giving us their tune called Santa Claus. That's off the Etiquette record label, and that one was... that's a classic. That's just a classic, isn't it, Joe? Joe, tell them how that's a classic.
My God, that's a classic.
Thanks.
Now, are you going to spin the Village Idiot for us later?
We played that on last year's show, actually.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouches, right. And, you know, what was anybody thinking then? And so nobody's thinking now either. So it's going to get worse as the night goes on. But, folks, if you're in the mood for sticking around, then please do. And you know, otherwise, I'm just warning you, just you could jump ship. But it's going to be fun. It, you know, we got the trimmings going. Chesty, how's it going with them light bulbs?
They're still tangled.
They're still jingle-jangled and tangled. She says, so she says. And anyway, we got an email in from Fletch. That's the exciting thing.
Oh, wow.
And Fletch says, wish we could be there. Hey, Fletch wishes that he could be here. And folks, probably a lot of you wish you could be here, you know, just so you could hit a couple of beers with us and see what it's really like to feel the Christmas revelry from the inside out.
Woo!
Right, Doc? Doc,
yeah.
What's it like to feel this kind of, while we're gathered around the...
Yeah.
Christmas microphone here. What's it like at the Lost Disc Studio for these Christmas revelry shows?
Yeah, it's out of control. We thought Halloween was special, you know, like the Midsummer Classic show was special. There's just something even more special. Yeah, about this this holiday festive here. We do. We do. And we need that little wet, like, news station weather music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like special update.
Like in case there's a storm coming through, yeah. Like that time that storm came through.
Hey, and Fletch, I got your Christmas card today, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, there
Merry
you go.
Christmas. Yeah.
There you go. Just Nate so Fletch, we did not get your Christmas card. But I'm sure it's just, you know, it's lost in the mail because...
But he sent you an email. I didn't even know he had a computer.
All right. That's true. You know, sometimes just these emails... Give us your Christmas card. Drop the email. It's lost@wbcq.us. And what can I tell you? We've got some groovy stuff coming up, I guess. And I'm kind of missing that eggnog. So when we hit this next set, I got to get another beer going. And let's see. Coming up in this... Oh, this is going to be downright depressing. Actually, I'll tell you what. Doc, we have a Christmas surf record coming up. All right.
Oh, no.
So you're gonna dig that. You're gonna dig the. It's a Christmas. It's like, what if a surfer made up a Christmas list, right? What would be on his list? You know, some baggy pants and
like a Woody.
Some wax. Some yeah. So I didn't say what would be in his pants. I said he would be. All right, never mind. So anyways, no. What's gonna be depressing right now is, you know, we got a lot of boys overseas. We got a lot of boys in the military. You know the boys overseas. And, you know, thank you, Trixie, will remind you that there are women in the military these days, and, you know, just don't ask. Don't tell. But, so we're going to spin one now that's, I don't know if this is really, can be considered for the soldiers, but it certainly is supposedly from the point of view of a soldier, okay? It's a really horrible record, though, I'm afraid to say. So don't anybody take, like, offense to this, like that we're putting down... The boys in green or in the boys in khaki or whatever they're wearing these days over there in the boys in the sunblock 38 or whatever they wear over there. This is off the Bayon record label out of Orlando, Florida. Okay, dig. I got the 45 in my hand right now. It's by Johnny Selpf. It's a S-E-L-P-H. How do you pronounce that, Doc?
Self.
Self. Johnny... Spoken like a true fish fan there. Johnny Self, you dig me? And unfortunately, you know, if you're going to get mad at anybody, get mad at this guy. Because he's doing a Soldier's Christmas, and boy is he ripped. He is drunk off his ass. Let's dig it tonight, man.
Dear Mama, be home for Christmas. For me a hug and kiss, and tell them I'll miss them this Christmas. I hope they will understand that I'm a fighting man, but it sure would be grand to be home. There's a job here for me, but someday there won't be, and then I will see you all for Christmas. Someone has to be here for the ones we love so dear, but maybe next year I'll be home for Christmas. So to the ones we love so dear, from the boys over here, Merry Christmas and a
bombed the mess hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York and shot down the plane over Pennsylvania.
Can't fly back, or planes crashed.
Check!
Oh, Mrs. Claus is going to be very angry about this.
Don't they know that Christmas is the holiday for the greedy?
stating what might be preferable is simply stating what might be preferable.
That's one thing about the oil business.
What's that?
You meet so many interesting people.
I bet you do.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep, and they thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a-peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm a-gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like the show on the TV screen. But it sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Really sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
I thought I told you to kill that story. It'll cost us a lot of advertising.
If that story goes out, I quit.
All right.
'Twas the night before Christmas. All was quiet and still, except for that house up on Blueberry Hill. The stockings were hung. It seemed all was right. But there were more than just sugar plums dancing that night.
Down in the basement a guitar wail. Oh, what a sight to see. There was Santa Claus and his eight reindeer doing the what to see. There was little Annie and a short fat Fanny in the wildest rock and roll band. And by the back door the English boy singing, I wanna hold your hand. Oh, Johnny Rivers and Maybelline and a chick called Peggy Sue. And everybody's heard about the bird when he was even there too. With a ho, ho, ho in his big brown belly, shaking all over like a bowl full of jelly. You should have seen those reindeer prance the night they taught old Santa to dance. Well, he laughed so hard and he laughed so loud, and he kept on dancing until he woke all the kids and they had to come up to that house on the Blueberry Hill. Then he opened up his big bag of toys with a something for everyone. And he said, kind of smile with a twinkle in his eye, well, I've never had so much fun. With a ho, ho, ho in his big round belly, shaking all over like a bowl full of jelly. You should have seen those reindeer prance the night they taught old Santa to dance. Then he jumped in his sleigh and he cracked his whip and disappeared from sight. But over the treetops sleigh bells played a rock and roll song that night. And now they say that Santa Claus land is a really something to see. 'Cause all of his boys are making his toys to the beat of the Wassoosie. Yeah, all of his boys are making his toys to the beat of the Wassoosie.
dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
How can anyone seriously discuss Christmas?
What do you mean, how can anybody seriously discuss Christmas?
Well, what is it? Give me one fact.
Well, it's on December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's full of cheer and good light and goodwill and friendship and fellowship.
I said facts, not that sentimental sop that you believe.
Surfers, don't you fear, 'cause Santa's here. Oh, Santa, you know what I want for Christmas. Oh, well, now, Santa, well, you know what I want this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9 foot 3. Oh, Christmas is near, it only comes once a year. Oh, well, I lost my boat one day last summer. Oh, it had 10 dings in the sides and the rails. The skeg was busted off, Santa. Some baggies and a customized Woody. Well, now, Santa, just to listen what I gotta say. And the parties too, and I'll be a loyal fan of Rudolph and you. I'd ask for no more, so Santa, now don't you fear. It off, Santa. I know what I want for Christmas. Oh, well, Santa. Oh, well, you know what I want this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9 foot 3? Oh, Christmas is near and it only comes once a year. Oh, won't you listen now? Ask for no more. So, Santa, now don't you fear. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after 2, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh.
With melty, crunchy, cool Taco Bell tastes.
Hello, everybody. This is George Harrison wishing you all happy Christmas, happy New Year. Drive safely.
Merry Christmas to you.
You are absolutely ridiculous.
What?
You're killing yourself over something that doesn't even exist.
Michael, he's doing it again.
No, he's not. He's right. If you don't believe in the spirit of Christmas, and it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Shame on you, house of God. Shame on you. I speak to your shame.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, Christmas time is here. Tick-tock, tick-tock, the best time of the year.
Glorious, glorious, Christmas time is glorious.
Lord, to bless us and save us from our sins. And this is what the Christmas should mean unto all men. Some people think Christmas time is just a time for having fun or having parties or just another holiday.
That's right, that's exactly right.
I read in my little white Bible where it says,
I'm sorry, what?
Jesus was born in a manger in Bethlehem.
Right.
Long ago.
Right.
He lived then, he lives today.
Well, okay.
Will you remember my Jesus born on Christmas Day?
Well, sure.
Will you?
Yes, of course.
Will you remember him?
Yes, I certainly will. Yes.
Will you remember
Stop
him?
It. Please, stop.
Christmas time is glorious.
Discs Radio.
We hope to show only how this God-given force can be used as a blessing.
The Pope has finally announced that he has okayed a new birth control device for Roman Catholics. He has instigated a holy war against the Jews and the Muslims alike. Let's clean up Jerusalem once and for all, he said. Then he announced he could fly and jumped out the Vatican window.
Jesus was born on April the 6th.
You've been lying to yourself.
You are a liar! You are a liar! You don't love me!
Amen.
Kind of show you're digging, folks. Well, okay, so maybe you're not digging that last song. I don't know if you're digging that last song. Chesty says it's cute. It's not necessarily her pick of the week. Joe Stacks is on the phone, and if we were trying to stump Joe Stacks, I might have picked that one for my Stump Joe Stacks song. Joe, do you want to try to tell us who that was?
Boy, I don't even want to hazard a guess at this point.
Was it Patience and Prudence?
Was it?
Yeah, after their voices changed. It
wasn't the Nutty Squirrels.
Adolescence. It was not the Nutty Squirrels. We do not have anything on deck. Well, actually, I do have something on deck by the Nutty Squirrels, that's not... Well, I do, but you'd have to really... You'd have to really want it, folks. Okay, now, I'll tell you what, Joe. That was on the Laurie Records label. How about that?
Laurie, huh?
Come on. Joe, listen to me. What group out of the mid-60s on the Laurie Records label had and was known for, chiefly known for, their big Christmas hit.
Oh, no. That couldn't have been the Royal Guardsman.
Yes, indeed. That was the Royal Guardsman.
Oh, no.
It kind of looks like Christmas. The B-side to Snoopy's Christmas. Where's the record? Not to be confused with Snoopy and the Red Baron. The follow-up was a thing called Snoopy's Christmas, which is not the hit. You're thinking of Snoopy and the Red Baron. And the B-side of that is it's kind of looking like Christmas, and that's the one we played, and Trixie remembers it. Okay?
Not the Red Baron.
No? See? All right. So let's just get our thing P's and Q's straight, people, because this is a Christmas show, and damn it, you're going to have to study up. Okay. Now, before that, we was digging something that I don't even want to talk about, but once again, I'm holding the record in my hand. Not that that's exciting, not that you care, not that you can see it, but just to prove a point. Actually, I don't know where I put the record now, but I swear to God I have this record. Oh, there it is. It's on the Sun Ray Records label, folks. It's Sun Ray out of Lexington, Kentucky, which explains why it's by ZT and Vivian Lester and some kid in there, you know, quoting from the Bible and being very proud of himself for being able to do so. Now, Doc.
Yeah.
Before that, it was the Surfaris with A Surfer's Christmas List. Now, I know that you dig the surf music. That's one of your fortes. That's one of the things you're into.
Right.
From back in the day when you was a kid and all. And do you appreciate that? Is that the kind of thing that if you as a surfer guy or Jan and Dean would have made a list for Santa, does that add up, do you think?
I think it does. I mean, you know, from my limited experience, you know, because I did hear Woody, like yeah. I said.
Yeah.
I would say he was pretty spot on, except that, you know, during the winter here, you're really not thinking too much about surfing. It's
we're in Connecticut, right?
Right.
So the closest you've ever come is probably surfing down on Long Island Sound. Right,
or out off the coast of Rhode Island there, off of like Newport, etc.
Yeah, right. I guess that's, what do you get, like 6-inch waves?
No, yeah, 6 to 8-inch waves.
Yeah.
If a hurricane comes in, we get ones that you can actually surf, but then you face the danger of getting swept away by the hurricane.
Right, but that's extreme, man. You're going to be extreme.
Yeah.
Now let's not bring up extreme. All right, it's not funny because I said extreme.
What do you mean?
It's too mainstream to say extreme. Okay. Oh. So, anyways, before that, speaking of surf,
well, there is snow there.
Surf records. We were listening to the Trashmen off the Garrett Records label. And the Trashmen was giving us Dancing with Santa because, you know, Santa was doing the Watusi, and that's another thing.
So you had the Trashmen and the Safaris back to back there.
Yeah, on the Christmas show. Now come on,
remember that record I gave you that time with the Trashmen setting off a nuclear bomb?
That's right. That's a great record, man. What was that called?
Something about a hydrogen bomb.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is. That's very good. Yeah, something about. I think Hydrogen Bomb was in the title.
It might have been.
You got to bring that record back over again in the springtime. Okay, we're gonna spin that one again.
Yeah.
And before that. Folks, can you hear this? Take the microphone over there. I want to get that on the
air. Right here.
There's this rattling noise of the electric Christmas tree lights. It's like a steady. You know how like
sometimes. See, that's more like a rhythmic rattling.
You know how you have like static on the radio sometimes, and you're like, I could hear the show clearly if it wasn't for that static. Well, Chesty's brought her own static. She gives us her own static. Well, we got to move on with our next segment here, folks. I hope you was digging it. Oh, but I just want to give a shout out to Buck Owens. We was digging Buck Owens off the Capitol label. Yeah, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, according to Buck Owens, folks. And so you know what kind of a childhood he had. All right, now, this is just a blessing. Coming up, Charles Brown. We all know Charles Brown because off the Imperial Records back in like 57 or so, he had a Christmas blues number, which kind of became something of a classic. But, you know, the corporate crap stations ain't going to play it for you just because they're so crappy. And but what we've got here is a really cool follow-up off the Jewel Records label out of the out of the late 60s on this one. This is Charles Brown, and he's giving you, I think this is going to get the true meaning of the Christmas season, folks. Let's kind of dig this, okay? Oh, yeah. Now, this is an exclusive tonight, man. You're not going to hear this one anywhere else, but you should. By God, you should. Lost Discs Radio. You're going to have to dig it, folks, I'm afraid to say.
Each and every man is troubling. Could be like brothers and understand. Get together and work a hand in hand. That's a blessing to a land. Understanding is the key to close harmony. That's well meant, you see, for you and me. We should all get together and take a solid stand. That would be a blessing to the land. We would all be so satisfied if we use the golden rule as our guide. What a beautiful world we all would see if we acted as one loving family. Golden rule as our guide. What a beautiful world we all would see if we acted as one loving family. Together we stand, divided we fall. That should be a lesson to each and all. Shake hands and say, brother, and just mean it, that's all. Then that's a blessing to a land. That's a blessing to a land.
Lost its radio, 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 lost its radio.
Merry Christmas.
There are enemies to be destroyed.
Ho, ho, ho.
Listen, Santa, I got a job for you.
I'm a baby, I don't know what I do. Santa Claus, Santa Claus.
Gentlemen, reference your script, the Bible. We are concerned with the story's preoccupation with violence, sex, nudity, and other television code violations. We are particularly concerned over your story protagonist, God, who seems to us completely unmotivated and rather bloodthirsty. Also, this principal character, as presently written, seems to us highly prejudiced in the favor of a single tribe. We remind you that the television code requires equal treatment of blacks, Asians, Chicanos, American Indians, and other minority groups. Exactly as it would come, so help me. We are equally concerned with the characterization of the principal character's son, who is portrayed in wildly inflammatory, revolutionary conduct, which appears to ridicule wealth, banking and loan advertisers, and the American way of life.
Where are you going?
Ho, ho, ho!
Can't you say anything else but ho, ho, ho?
Lost Discs Radio.
Guys, it must be out of batteries or something.
T'was the black before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old pops and mom. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Sis and little Junior lie snoozing in bed, while visions of Cadillacs dance in their heads. Moms jumped up and said, "Pops, let's quit it to bed. We can't let Santa dig us with our eyes all red." Then out on the stoop, ooh-wee, such a clatter. Pops split to the porthole to see what was the matter. His heart did the jumps and he fell straight back when his glimmers fell on a red Cadillac. Stashed in front was a cat cool as any, with a red beaver hat and a red cashmere Benny. His ground pads were suede shoes, and his red tweed vine caused heavy dues. He wore a red-on-red shirt and a white mink tie, some crazy rim glasses that covered one eye. Old Pop's peepers grew large, round, and white as he dug this crazy vista on Christmas Eve night. The cat leaped from his short, and he laid down his sack. He began wailing like mad, the cool Applejack. Then up to the rooftops the Cadillac flew, and the cat in red followed on through. Pops was wigged behind this crazy scene, and before he was straight, down came the cat right through the chimney grate. A bag of jive he had on his back as he stood digging Pops, who was blowing his stack. His eyeballs were hid by some cold black shades. When Pops dug this action, he knew this cat was made. A king-sized cigarette hung from his chops as he eased up close and sounded on Pops. "I'm the Bebop Santa from the cool North Pole, and I've been down since the days of old. I'm known all over from here to eternity, and a stud's mighty square if he don't dig me. So cast thy peepers into my righteous bag and see what insane object I shall lay on thee. Here's a record by Dez, cut when he was 2, a real boss arrangement of Ooyaku. For moms, a mink outfit, Chanel number 5, and for you little kiddies, my new book on jive. So that's it, Pops, Santa did shout. Then he buttoned his cashmere and quickly cut out. Poor Pops was wigging and he was out of his head to dig this wild character who wore all the red. He ran to the table to cop him a drink to quiet his nerves and to help him to think. Just then from below he heard a voice shout, "Have a crazy cool Christmas, but don't get knocked out."
Our children are fine the way they are. I don't want any Santa Claus bringing them toys and games. They'll start playing and laughing and running underfoot. They'll become a nuisance.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Also, we must question the story logic of having an all-knowing, all-powerful central character who creates faulty humans and then blames them for his own mistakes.
La 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 la. Come and sing bells jingling merrily, ring happiness ring. Come and sing bells jingling merrily, ring happiness ring. And for today we will be gay, driving we pray all cares away. Now is the time for blessed time, Christmas is here, bringing us cheer. Our voices raising songs of praise, giving all love to God above. Come la 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 la. And for today we will be gay, driving the prey all cares away. Now is the time for blessed time, Christmas is here, bringing the cheer. Our voices raising songs of praise, giving our love to God above. La 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 la.
Tell me, is it true that this year there's a rumor that you're going to use a rocket sled?
No, sirree. We're going out the good old-fashioned way with my reindeer. Prancer and Dancer and Dunder and Blitzen and Vixen and Nixon. Nixon, oh, did I get... I always consonant it. I get those names mixed up, but the kids know their names.
Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you've been digging the Lost Discs Radio Show Christmas Spectacular 2006. And Chesty has just exclaimed tonight that, oh my God, I've been working for an hour and I've gotten nowhere untangling. She really has gotten nowhere untangling the Christmas lights. It's depressing. Joe Stacks is on the line. Joe.
What is that? The 10th
We was digging
straight
the...
Straight up the lights!
those are not UL approved, by the way, so be careful.
Sending Christmas cards!
Hangovers!
Hangovers!
We had the Surfers out of Hawaii. That's from an LP called Christmas from Hawaii. And we have that LP hanging on the wall here in the studio just because it's funny. It's got these five Hawaiian guys in a red canoe with a giant scary Christmas tree on the... you don't want to know. And Babs Gonzalez before that off the Essex Records label with the Bebop Santa Claus. And before that, of course, it was The Voices off the Cash Records label with Santa Claus Baby. Man, if you're not digging that action, folks, I can't help you. I really can't. All right, Joe Stax is on the phone, we think, but we don't know if he can hear us. Joe Stax, can you hear us?
Just barely over the raucous merriment of the Lost Discs in-studio party there.
All right, well, well, thank you, Joe.
How about that?
We're glad to have you on, although you didn't get to talk much. You got about 10 seconds to say something, and I mean, make it snappy. Your Christmas wish. Your Christmas greeting. Okay, your 10 seconds.
Oh, gosh, everyone, hey.
Yeah.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And a bottle of rum.
Yeah, your 10 seconds was up 10 seconds ago, John.
No.
Sorry about that. Good night, Dr. Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, now it's the holidays, folks.